Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, December 23rd, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mayloff, here. At 4:30 today, we're going to speak with our friends, family, really, from Family Natural Foods. Stephen and Katrina Hittner are going to be joining us. Looking forward to that. Right now, in studio, we have our great friend, Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Lacey, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thanks for being here today. We appreciate it. We know it's a busy week, especially for you guys at the Chamber. So thank you for being able to make the time and getting into the season. Awesome sweater. This is an awesome sweater, by the way. That's great. Thank you so much for being here, Lacey. We appreciate it. And let's get right into it because you guys have a lot going on. You have some upcoming community events that we wanted to get to, like your annual meeting and awards nominations that are going out.
Yes. So annual meeting and awards will take place in March. However, we are just finishing up the nominations. So please help us recognize businesses in the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce area. Our nomination form can be found at the Chamber, obviously, as well as any event, and then also online at our website. And it's right on the bottom. If you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's some little Oscar nominees. And then you can click on that, download it. There's also a fillable option if you want to do that. Definitely reach out if it's a little bit not user-friendly for you, or if you want to come in and drop one off.
And Lacey, when it comes to like, do we have kind of examples we can give people as far as if they haven't done this before?
Yes. So there's a couple different categories. And then also it has a list of who the recent winners, the runner up, you know, things like that for the last couple years so that you know essentially who not to vote for because they've already won and they can't win again yet. So large business of the year. We also have innovative business of the year, entrepreneur, small business of the year, community impact of the year, and then business professional of the year. So like the small business of the year, obviously 10 employees or less. And then obviously like innovative business, something different, creative. A past winner for that has been Jacoby Custom Cues. So just little things like that, something that maybe you don't think is necessarily innovative, but something that is different than the mainstream.
And keep in mind, everybody, we understand Midwesterners. Nobody's going to come out and say that they deserve this or they think they are this necessarily. That's where it's on us as a community, as people that go to these businesses, the establishments, know these people, and like, hey, they deserve to be nominated. This is noteworthy.
Yes.
We want to make sure that this is known and out there. And it's such a fun opportunity for us to be able to do that, to take our local businesses and let them know, hey, we appreciate you. This is really cool what you guys do over here.
Absolutely. And even just to be nominated, I think is a wonderful way to, you know, even showcase that on your website as a marketing tool. Just we were nominated as this business of the year. I think it's great to obviously recognize businesses as well as, you know, I think when you're younger, it's easier to just like you always give out those attaboys.
Yeah.
But then when you get older, you don't like mm-hmm. you just kind of like you're just so focused on the day to day that you don't think about the things that necessarily may be happening in your business or when you're going to work. And you, like I noticed because I work with a lot of chamber businesses mm-hmm. and I actually did nominate a couple just because I was like, they're never one, they'll never nominate mm-hmm. themselves. But two, as someone that I've worked in nonprofits for a lot of my life, but I've recognized like when you're looking at employees. Mm-hmm. So when I'm looking at an employee and they're working for someone and they're like happy and they're smiling and they're supported in mm-hmm. ways that I think it's very noteworthy as well as like it's great to see that because I think that there's a lot of businesses that are these small local businesses that they don't necessarily you're not just a number.
Yep.
You're important to them. You're someone that they do check in on you. If you're sick, they're making sure that they're checking in on you. Or I have to go home and I gotta be with my kid and you're not having that like backlash or those some mm-hmm. of those feelings that where you work in those big companies to where here I think when people say, you know, like, oh yeah, we're family oriented, I think people can say it, but I think when they show it and the actions match the words, it's really wonderful. And I think that a lot of chamber businesses meet that mark.
Whether as an employee or as a customer, you notice you there's a difference when you are appreciated. There's a difference in your work. There's a difference in the way you consume or you purchase. So these things have a trickle down effect, truly do. And it's again, a nice opportunity for employers or for, you know, community members and people buying from these places to be able to highlight them. And it's a wonderful opportunity if you are a business to sponsor or to be a part of this event. There are some different levels for sponsorship as well, Lacey.
Absolutely. So this event has been, I mean, obviously we start planning for it a couple months ago, but our presenting diamond, platinum, and gold sponsorships have all sold out. So we have silver and bronze left, and that's going to be business recognition during the presentation, your logo featured in our marketing and advertising, as well as you know, business logo featured on our table tents, our event program, and our event presentation. This is exclusive to chamber members, to where we have a lot of the big companies here that are, you know, getting a whole table. And so your logo is going to be right in front of them. And you don't necessarily need to be right in front of them, but subliminally, you're there. Mm-hmm. They're seeing that. They're seeing that you're supporting local. They're seeing that you care about, you know, our economic, you know, future, our development, and then the growth in our, you know, heart of Wisconsin, obviously our area, as well as our surrounding areas, where, you know, we kind of touch a lot of different things from Marshfield to Pittsville to Rome, and that you care about it. And I think that, obviously, like I said earlier, actions speak louder than words. And as long as, you know, those things are lining up and you're saying I support local and you're doing things that support local, I think that it says a lot about your business, as well as, you know, even if you want to donate and you're not necessarily a chamber member, we are open to that. So maybe you want to do a raffle basket worth $20 or $25, or you want to donate a bottle of wine. I think that those things are wonderful too, because not necessarily do you need to be in the room to get recognized. Sometimes it works better if you're not there, mm-hmm. and you're able to have that there and kind of show, you know, this is what we do, this is our mark, and we want to make sure that 2025 is a great year for everyone.
It really speaks to how popular and how supported the event is that gold membership went. Like, yes. Right away, that's gone. Yes. That, you already took care of that. Nicely done by everybody. And it speaks to the how intelligent our businesses are around here in marketing. Especially locally here, we understand that nobody has necessarily a gigantic marketing budget. You got to be really smart with your money. And it shows so much, not only of these businesses, but of the chamber, of how good you guys are at what you do by businesses taking some of that and, well, I'm going to be associated with this event. I'm going to make sure my name is a part of this event. And it does, whatever event we're talking about, everything Lacey just told you is so true. But with an event like this, I just feel it's a little more special, a little more to it, because you have so many businesses coming around. You have so many different walks of life coming to this event. So for your business to be seen by these individuals, it's a little bit more than you may have normally with things. You're going to be seen by even more people, I think you can make the argument, than usual with this event. So cannot encourage you enough to be a silver or bronze sponsor about with this event coming up.
Absolutely. Definitely reach out if you want to give me a call and see if, oh, hey, we would like to donate this, or maybe you want to do a silent auction item. Please reach out. I'm open to trying different things. Obviously, last year we did a pool cue, and I think that was really, really cool. I love something different, mm-hmm. as well as you having an opportunity to maybe win something worth a couple $100 just by a little bit of a buy-in. I think that's really great to, obviously, you know, you're going to be able to take that there. It's a conversation starter. And I think that it's really great that Jacoby was able to do that last year and they won too. So that was kind of funny, but it definitely worked well for them. Please reach out, www.heartofwisconsin.com, or you can also reach out just to my email, and that's communications@wisconsinrapidschamber.com, or please just give us a call at the chamber. I will give you our office number, but please definitely don't hesitate to hit the extension to do the events and engagement, 715-422-4856.
And this event is about highlighting our area businesses and nonprofits and really being able to take a moment and really highlight them and everything, Lacey. But I also, I've been doing this for a while, and every year this event comes up, I also think of it as a way of us, whether we realize it or not, you mentioned the subconscious kind of having your business out there and it getting into people's heads. To me, it subconsciously, I'm always thankful to the chamber as well. This event really brings that to note of all the work you guys put into a year and all the things that come together and bring so many different walks of life and so many businesses together. This event really, to me, also highlights how important the chamber is in our community. And something we do a lot with nonprofits, I tend to do, especially with the Family Center, you would know if they weren't there. You know, imagining your community without this said business or this nonprofit, you wouldn't know if we didn't have a chamber. You'd feel it. It gives us an opportunity at the end of the year here to also tip our hat, thank the chamber, and appreciate all the work that you and your team put into this community and everything. Because this event is, to me, as much of a highlight as that as it is our local area businesses and nonprofits.
Thank you, James. I appreciate that.
When it comes to people that want to attend this cool event, we've sold this really good, Lacey. They want to come to this event. Can they come to the event? Is it open to the public? Do the people need to register?
So this is exclusive to chamber members only. They will be receiving invitations in the mail. So if you are a chamber member and maybe you haven't necessarily been active in the 2024 year, and you want to start 2025 off on a different foot, or you really want to get out there and network and share your story, share your why, please register. If you are having some trouble figuring out how to register, we are absolutely able to walk you through it. Holly is like a chamber master. That's what the website we use, but she is a chamber master. She's really, really great at knowing exactly what page you're on without even being next to you. So please register. Stacy and I went and hand selected the meal choices, as well as and we tried every single one of them to make sure that we heard the things that people have been saying about, you know, the food, or, you know, things that we want to make sure that we are touching everything and that we are thinking about everything, even the smallest details, even in regards to just the centerpiece. We went to Red Sands Beach and collected pebbles and pine cones. We went to Sand Valley and got sand for, you know, for our centerpieces. We even cut down some trees They were not alive, but were still there. They were still standing, just as like the little tree cookies. And our name tents will be on, you know, little pine cones and acorns from things in our area to just kind of showcase how beautiful the heart of Wisconsin is and how much we care about it here. We don't need to order all these, you know, cute little things on Amazon from another place. Mm-hmm. We have it here. Mm-hmm. We just might have to, you know, clean it off a little bit, but yeah, if you saw me and Stacy on the side of the road with gloves and gigantic garbage cans, we were not doing community service. We were absolutely making sure that we were planning for this event, and I am very detail oriented. So when you are there, you're going to see, you know, the orchestra from our high school. You're going to see the little things, because that, to me, that's the big stuff. It's the little things that you put into it that to show that you really do care. And I think a lot of people, they can say it, but I think just showing that, you know, we're out there, we're here, we are here for you. We want to make sure these businesses are supported and that, you know, they're appreciated, as well as, I mean, the whole night's going to be about them.
Yeah. There is no shortage of marketing, quote unquote, experts or businesses or anything out there. There's only one that's right in your hometown. There's only one that's local, that knows the same people you know, that knows your community, that knows the weather, knows how the local sports teams are doing, like so many things. When comes to marketing, nobody's going to help you like the chamber will, and nobody's going to support your business like they do, and go the extra mile like they do, like everything that Lacey was just telling us about there. And Lacey, as you were mentioning the silver and bronze sponsorships, I think you touched on this even a little bit and got me thinking more and more. This is a great opportunity if you're not a chamber member, maybe to dip your foot in the water, maybe see what the chamber can offer for you and everything.
Absolutely. And definitely reach out if you have questions, or you want to kind of tailor it to where it resonates with your mission and what your business is, you know, what you're focused on. Because I think that if we're on the same page and we know what you need, as much as we are here for you, we can't work with nothing. So if there's something that you feel that you want to see and you're not seeing, please reach out. Please let us know. 2025, we're definitely focused on making sure that we are growing this community and that we understand our businesses and what they need and what they want. And we do hear you. We're here, and obviously we're an open door.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to marketing your business, especially if you've been around for a while, it's nothing against what you've been doing, but marketing needs to be updated a little bit. Even Nike changes their taglines all the time. It's marketing 101, but you don't always have another set of eyes or somebody to look at things a little differently, and bringing the chamber in really does that. It gives you an opportunity to have a new set of eyes look at this and maybe find a different angle or a different way to market your business that you haven't thought of otherwise. It's one of the cooler creative things we have to offer in this community, is being able to offer businesses that, and encourage you to reach out to Lacey and the gang and find out more about that. And we are speaking with Lacey Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Lacey, I know that you wanted to wrap things up. This is your last time with us for the year and everything.
I know. It's crazy. This year went by quick.
It really did.
I'm very grateful, excuse me, and to all of our wonderful sponsors over the 2024 year. We could not do it without you. We couldn't do it without your support, without your shares, without your follows, without everything that you guys are putting into it as well. Without that support, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have Lunch by the River. We wouldn't have the Cranberry Blossom Festival, you know, Arts and Crafts Fair. We wouldn't have the parades that we have. We wouldn't have, you know, even just the networking every month. The things that we want to grow it to, we can't do without you guys. So please come. Please reach out. Please register. Please be involved, and definitely make sure that your voice is heard as well. We want you all there. Everyone needs to have somewhere to go. And I think that it gets harder as you get older to put yourself out there and to be vulnerable. And I think that we are trying really hard to make sure that 2025 is a year where we can all come together. Mental health is huge to me. And I think that everyone needs to know they're not alone. You can come, you know, you can come to these events. And if you have never been there and you just want, you know, you want to meet other people. And even if you're not a member and you own a business and you're, okay, I'm in the beginning part of it. I have my business card. I got my business plan. I got my, you know, I got all my bank accounts. Now what? How do I tell these people? How do I just keep, you know, I think that you need to be there. You need to be able to talk to people. And obviously just talking to people and building those connections, it's crazy what that can do with just getting you in the right room. Mm-hmm. And if you come to something and you're not necessarily comfortable, please find me. I have red hair. I stand out. I typically I'm taller. I'm the tallest one at the chamber. So please just come up to me and say, I don't know anyone here. I don't feel comfortable just walking up to someone and starting a conversation, because Stacy loves to do that. She likes to just walk up to people. She is definitely that outgoing personality. Sometimes I'm outgoing. Sometimes I'm a little shy. It kind of just depends on the room. But come up to us. Tell, you know, like, hey, I'd love to meet this person, or I know who this person is, but I... like, please just help me get there. Or, oh, is that the mayor? I'd love to talk to him about, mm-hmm. you know, something I saw on the street. Even if it's just something like that, because it's crazy the amount of times that someone's like, hey, isn't that this person?
Yeah.
Oh, I've emailed them, but I haven't heard back from them. And then we'll just go up to them and they'll start having a conversation, and something that maybe would have been a little bit stuffy or maybe an uncomfortable conversation, now the ice is broken.
Yeah.
And you can get to it without having to, you know, like, you're in more of an atmosphere where it's open and it's fun and there's people laughing. And that kind of takes me to my next stuff with, you know, when it comes to our Houdinis. That's, you know, that's our first networking night of 2025. Mm-hmm. And that's a perfect place for you to come out and make sure that you have, you know, it's somewhere that you've been before. Maybe I know I've always see their food all over Facebook, and I have not gotten to eat there yet. But we definitely want to make sure that you're able to come out. It's funny when I see their term coined liquid activity center. I think that's just hilarious. And I think it fits with, we want you to come out. We want you to come and to come to these things. We want you to network. We want you to be able to, you know, just kind of like learn about the things coming up in the year, as well as just getting out there. It's freezing outside, and it's not always, you know, it's not always fun to just hang out outside, but please come.
We will have that. We'll talk more about that, but it is coming up January 20th, and that's next networking at night. And you guys have a flyer coming up as well.
Yes. Our flyer is out for that. We have it, obviously it's on our website, but we also have it an activity event page part of our Facebook. So it shows you all the upcoming networking at nights, as well as kind of if you want to put your interest in, so that you get a reminder from Facebook. I think a lot of people have so many things going on that it's something that you may want to just put your interest in, and then just, it kind of lets us know, you know, to have that host be ready for the food and ready for appetizers, things like that. As well as, we really want people to come, and we want it to be successful. So we're trying to make sure that we explain that we are open to suggestions. If there's something that you want to see that you're not seeing at these networking at nights, or you want to do some kind of business card thing, we love doing the fun games and meeting new people, and obviously networking with people that, you know, are definitely essential to this area.
And we want to highlight a good friends of ours, a January member of the month.
Yes. So we have WAM Incorporated, which that's Phil Hartley. He also owns Quality Plus Printing. But Phil is such a, he is such a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the best way for me to describe him. You always know him too, because mm-hmm. he's always has something like bright on.
Oh yeah.
And he loves his green, but I mean, celebrating your inner hero. I think mm-hmm. everyone has that inside of them, just like, you know, just being a leader, you have it inside of you. Sometimes it just takes certain circumstances for that to kind of come to fruition, but mm-hmm. he's great at doing the small stuff and the big stuff. So even if you want a couple shirts made for maybe a baby shower, you know, or a bridesmaid or wedding, things like that, or you want, you know, maybe you're a small business and you're like, okay, I want to make a couple shirts. I think this is a really catchy phrase. I think just reaching out to him, he's great. He's willing to work with the small businesses. I mean, even the humongous orders, he's open to that as well. So I think it's great to be able to have a conversation with him about maybe where your business is headed and some of those New Year's resolutions for growing your businesses.
We appreciate Phil and the gang over at Quality Plus Printing and, of course, WAM Incorporated. We'll talk more about them on our shows. Phil will be joining us and everything. We do, as we wrap up, Lacey, want to remind everybody to like and follow you guys on all social media platforms.
Yes, we are on Facebook. We are obviously, we have our website. And then we also are working on Instagram presence.
Cool. Cool.
Promise has been kind of working on, you know, just making sure that we're staying relevant. We're mm-hmm. staying with, we definitely recognize our people that are around my age, but then I think some of our younger people, like mm-hmm. maybe my child who's starting in the workforce, and obviously if you're a chamber member, so is every single employee. We have a lot of younger employees that they want to meet people. Yeah. They want to get out there. They want to talk to people. And because they're so used to having a phone in their hand, they're not always the best at social interaction either. So I think it's great for them to feel welcome to come to these things. And we want to make sure that we are getting on the platforms that they use as well. Because my daughter, who doesn't even have Facebook, she's like, yeah, it's Instagram and TikTok, Mom. Like, none of us are going on Facebook. Like, no, we're not. Like, it's just not going to happen. So then she'll always be trying to, like, tell us what we need to do for 2025 to make sure that there are younger people there. Because I think some of them just have that outside perspective. And I think you can, there's been so many times where we go to something and then they'll be like, oh, hey, like, have you heard of this app, this new app you can share all of this stuff on, and it's free. And it's crazy the stuff that they just seem to know.
Yeah.
And I don't know where they got it from, but they know it.
Yeah. Be sure to follow them on all the platforms and be looking for new ones, everybody. And real quick, Lacey, I know your office will be closed for Christmas.
So a huge shout out to Stacy for allowing us to be with our families during this time, as well as the board. Our office is closed tomorrow, so December 24th, as well as Christmas, and then the 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th. We are open on the 30th, and then we are closed from the 31st, and then we will be returning on the 2nd. We'll be there January 2nd, next Thursday, and then obviously those are normal business hours.
And find out more by reaching out to the Chamber at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com and, of course, all their social media outlets. Lacey, always good talking with you. Thank you so much. A Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and yours. Have a great New Year's.
Thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at WFHR.